And joining us to talk about tonight's returns are NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson and our Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, both of you have been tracking this race. It seems like a long race. It's actually just begun. It's only March 4th. No surprise in Vermont, Mara, but let's look ahead to Ohio, where polls are closing in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, Ohio is the big one. Ohio is clearly the state where Hillary Clinton has the best chance tonight to get back in the race. Ohio is her kind of state, full of blue-collar workers, white working-class women, older women, a place that's been hard hit by the economy, and she has really kind of clawed her way back in the polls, at least in Ohio. She had a very big lead in a trunk, but the most recent ones shows her ticking up a bit. She's really played hardball on NAFTA, which is an issue where she was on the defensive because, of course, her husband passed it, and she had many nice things to say about it, but her campaign called a lot of attention to a memo that a Canadian diplomat wrote about Obama, perhaps sending a signal that he wasn't as against NAFTA as he was claiming on the campaign trail. But look, Ohio is the big one tonight. One of the things about Ohio, of course, in the returns is that Cuyahoga County is going to take an awfully long time to count.
That's Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, and there have been a lot of problems with the voting apparatus there.
But Ron Elving, we just heard from Vermont. It's possible Barack Obama could win a 10-5 division of delegates from Vermont. Ohio, full of many, many more Democratic voters, could be a victory for Senator Clinton and not deliver that many delegates.
Well, it'll deliver a lot of delegates, but it'll give a lot of them to both of the candidates.
Net gain, yeah.
And that's what we've seen. That's been the pattern all through January and February. She wins the big states, but he gets enough votes to get a fair share. And he wins the little states, and the way that they do the proportionality in the little states, he gets a pretty good bang for his buck. So enough of the little guys eventually offset some of the big ones.